Frank, in the lobby, are you taking the stairs or the elevator?
As I march into this building, slightly confused in a way, I'm looking around, and it seems every time I actually try and focus on something irrelevant, it's hard to focus on, so instead I just keep thinking I just need to find them. I go to the elevator. There are buttons, right? I'm going to go to the top floor. That's where they'll be, right? Top floor.
You push 30. The door's shut. The elevator starts to rumble and shake. And again, it doesn't feel like it's going up or down. It just feels like it's shaking you inside it. And to the point that you're bouncing off the walls at one point until you're holding onto the bar on the side. The numbers above the door are not ascending from 1 to 30. They're darting all over the place with a wicked madness.
Again, part of me feels a bit of panic, but another part of me, a stronger part now, thinks that's fine. It's hell. What's the top floor? Maybe the top floor's all the way at the bottom. Maybe the top floor is all the way to the left or the right. I just need to get there. That's all I want.
Make a reflexes roll, please.
11.
Your shoulder smacks into the side of the elevator. Although you hold onto it and luckily avoid bashing your head as it jerks you violently, you do feel your shoulder dislocate.
Ah!
The doors ping open. There's no number above it.
I scream out in pain, but I don't know, maybe after a few seconds the pain just joins the rest of the pain. It's all the same, right? Just pain. As I'm about to leave the elevator, I look around. Were there any reflective surfaces in the elevator?
Yes. The traditional mirror on the opposite side.
I sort of catch a glimpse of myself. I hadn't really been able to look in a mirror properly in the mall. I just see the strange look. I look like a mummy, all bandaged up, with bleeding sores underneath the bandages and whatever hospital clothing I was given, or back on my regular clothing. I look ridiculous. I kind of laugh a little. It's all so fucking ridiculous. And I leave the elevator.
You find yourself in a... This is the first floor you've seen properly, of course. And you find yourself in a floor that could constitute a normal apartment complex of a certainly lush variety. There are gilded gold pillars. There are some lovely ornaments that are just stood on pedestals for people to admire as they walk to their apartments. And even some art on the wall. It's really quite stunningly beautiful. You can see on the wall a number 9.
That won't do. That's not the top floor, is it? There were more floors than 9. Fine.
You hear a door open and close on the other side of the floor. It's quite loud. It's like an emergency door. Like a chunk.
I head in that direction, sort of limping over slowly, looking around.
Jacob, you have, having exited the 8th floor, arrived on the 9th and exited through an emergency door with Arlo in hand. You are on an immaculate looking floor, the first one you've seen. All kinds of wooden panelling, sculptures and art. You have a feeling this is what the apartment complex was originally supposed to look like. Arlo has stopped crying.
That's good. That's good, yeah. Hey, it doesn't look so bad here, does it? Maybe we'll find someone here who can help us and get up to the top, huh? Arlo?
Mr. Punch is only one floor away.
Yeah, I know. We have to get away from him. Let's keep him moving.
You see a mummified-looking man suddenly round the corner at the other end of the corridor. Your first instinct isn't, oh, that's Frank. It's, my God, it's another monster.
Come on, Arlo. We have to get away. Come, and I guess he's coming from the other side. So that's the way we were going. We have to go back. No, we can't go back. Okay.
There's plenty of apartments around.
I move to one of the... No. I look at the gun. Okay. Stay behind me, Arlo. Stay behind me. Start lifting lifting the gun towards this being that's approaching. Come on now, we just want to pass by here.
Frank, you see Jacob pointing a gun at you and hiding a child behind him. You think it's Arlo.
I pause. I sort of lock eyes on that gun. Fuck. Got a gun, of course. He has a fucking gun. Fucking Jacob Miller. I raise one hand up, the other hand going up slowly due to the pain lancing through my dislocated shoulder. Relaxed! Jacob, it's me, right? Don't you fucking recognize me underneath all these bandages? It's me! No need to shoot me dead just yet.
What the hell? Frank? Where's Jamie?
The door suddenly opens behind you, Jacob. Do a coolness roll, please.
That is 11.
But the first thought that goes through your head when a door opens behind you, given what was pursuing you, is, oh shit, Mr. Punch. And so you whirl around and the gun goes off in your hand. It's not Mr. Punch. It's Erica. Thankfully, the bullet does not connect with her. It hits the floor above her.
I'm sorry. Frank is here, and Arlo, it's your mom.
Frank, Jacob has turned his back to you.
I kind of just stand there for a moment. Part of me wonders if I could just go now and just shove his head into a wall, but then I... Erica's there! Is that... Did they actually fucking find Arlo? I kind of pause and gurgle a little, and I don't move. Not yet. No.
Arlo runs up to his mummy.
I kneel down to hug him. Oh, Arlo.
You smell bad.
I know. Oh, and I look at him. How does he look?
He looks terrified, but largely healthy.
Oh, you're all right.
Mr. Miller saved me.
Oh, Jacob, thank you. I don't remember what happened. I remember we were at the sheriff and we got separated somehow. I woke up in a pool and now I found you.
You must have lost your memory. You, one of the earlier floors. They took you. I couldn't save you. I'm so glad that you're alive. I thought I'd abandoned you.
No, I'm fine. And I look up and I see the thing at the other side of the corridor. What is that?
It's Frank. Come on, Frank. Come over here. We can do this now. We're all together again. Yeah? Just like we're supposed to be.
My left hand kind of twitches a little, and I start stepping over. Yeah, all together, Jacob, all together. What's that? You abandoned Erica. Oh dear, that must have been awkward.
Frank, you... Where's Jamie?
Waiting by the car. The car, I found the car, You're gonna need your, you still got the ticket stump, remember, Jacob? In your pocket, right?
I feel in my pocket, I guess I still have it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's right here.
Ah, yeah. Yeah, we, would not be able to get the car out without the ticket stub, so I've come back.
Wow. Really strict over there, huh?
Very.
All right.
So, you got many bullets left in the gun? It looks like you're wasting them.
Yeah, there's some really nasty people and other things below. We really have to keep on moving up.
What about John? Do you know anything more?
He took him upwards.
Upwards?
To the top floor, I think. Right, Arlo?
No, they just said upstairs. And then Mr. Punch said he was dead.
I met someone. And he... Some guy sunbathing indoors. Well, less scary than the other things we've seen here, at least. But he said that some kids might be at the top looking at the view. Though it was restricted somehow.
All right. Do you have any idea how we can get up there?
Well, he would take the elevator, but apparently there's some kind of code to putting in the right floors. You divide and subtract and put a 3 in and then 8. I couldn't tell you how it worked. Do you anything, Arlo? Arlo, have you? Do you know how to use the elevator?
No, I was taken up here.
You're telling me there's some sort of mathematical code that gets you to the top?
Yeah, there might be. Yeah. You just have to punch in the numbers right. I don't know if you can figure it out.
Well, I don't know. I did finance for 10, 20 years. I just sort of start ambling over back to the lift.
All right.
What is that again?
Yeah. I've talked about a killer, right? It can only be that
one.
Yeah.
I heard it when as well. Smith, the guy I met, he said, like, better to jump out the window than getting caught in here.
Erica, you have two hands. I only have one. Maybe you should have this one. I hand the gun back to you.
Yeah, sure. And I start following Frank towards the lift.
Yes, I'm just... My brain almost feels like it's splitting in two now. But I can't make him admit anything while there's a gun in play. I'm fucking burned and my shoulder's dislocated. I'll have to wait. And I don't want to harm Erica, not really. She's just a fool, right? Still, code, number code, I think to myself. I sort of go to the elevator, I just stare at the numbers, and I think to myself, okay, I want to go to floor 30. Math, how do you make 30 out of... And I just start, in my brain going through God knows what calculations to maybe try something with this keypad.
There's lots of different ways of making 30 out of the digits 1 through to 29.
I kind of look to Erica and say, anything you remember about this code, this method?
I was trying to understand what he was doing, but I didn't understand it. It was like, he said there had to be a 3 in there, and that then he was mostly dividing things.
Divisions and adding numbers in. Well, okay, that's not a times table, and it's not plus plus. So yes, I'll go in my brain again, hoping my reasoning and accountancy skills could help here, trying to think of the first slightly complicated equation that comes to my mind for 30.
Could you do a reason roll, please?
12.
You find yourself typing in numbers, dialing away, occasionally making the elevator buzz or shunt. It doesn't ever go up or down a floor. As the door on the other end of the floor bursts open, and you hear a, that's the way to do it! And the screams of excited children. The doors to the elevator start closing. Are Erica, Jacob, and Arlo within?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be straight. I've come straight after him.
You hear as the doors are closing, wait, children, there's a killer on the... Bing! And the doors shut. The elevator starts moving.
I kind of just laugh a little and say, well, was that a friend of yours?
Yeah. Really nasty character.
Oh, I don't know. I think there's plenty of lovely people around here, really. I mean, they're all so welcoming, so accommodating. Don't you all think so? After all, Jacob, you really like it here.
No, I want to get the hell out of here as soon as possible. We just gotta find John first, all right? And then we can go back.
Soon as possible?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Soon as possible. Soon as possible. Okay.
The door's open. It's pitch black.
Does it say what floor it is?
No.
There's only one way to figure out, I guess. I start to feel around in this darkness with my foot. Is there a floor there?
There is a floor.
Alright. I would have my cell phone still.
Yeah.
And I try to turn on the flashlight on my cell phone.
You find that this floor, if it was marked with a number, that number has been covered up because lots of plywood boards have been erected to create a very narrow corridor leading from the elevator, and you're not sure where it leads to. The lights have been deliberately smashed, but most worryingly is what protrudes from each of the plywood boards at different points, different heights. Razor blades, the kinds used for shaving, just lodged into the wood.
What the hell? And I look back to the others. I guess we have to move through this.
Or I could try again, Jacob. Always running into danger. Let me just try again. It's obviously not the top floor.
Alright. Alright.
Are there any sounds here at all?
You can hear a dripping of water, you think. Well, dripping of a liquid.
No, I hear no kid sounds.
Alright.
Let's try again.
Yeah, let's. Okay. Okay, you're right. You're right, Frank. You're right.
Once again, I turn to the keypad and my mind. I just focus on another equation, because surely I'd know if this was the top. This is not the top floor. Let's just try it again. Try it again. There's only so many math problems.
You hear Jamie's voice in your head. You work too much, Daddy.
And I say aloud, not while I'm working. Son, not while I'm working. I'm working right now.
What happened to you, Frank? What was all this?
I sort of don't even respond to Erica as I just start hitting buttons. Saying, not now, Erica, working.
And I clutch Arlo's shoulder tight.
Arlo ducks behind you, getting away from the muttering Frank. Frank, could you roll a reason roll, please?
15.
The elevator starts shaking and rumbling, and you feel it moving up as your stomachs lurch. And it's moving fast. You pass through a number of clouds of odour. Some rancid, some sweet, some unnatural. And the lights on the elevator now seem to be blinking to life. You see it go past 23, 24, 25, 26, 27. And then there's a satisfying bing! As the doors open, you are bombarded, each of you, with the rank stench of death. The air is thick with the sounds of buzzing flies.
I cover Arlo's eyes.
There are bodies littering this floor. You can see a number painted on the wall in what can only be blood or some kind of effluvia as 28. You can hear chanting from above.
It's almost the top.
All right. Well, do you want to try the elevator again or...
No, let's go up. Let's we could go through this. Just hold. Just don't look, Arlo. Don't look.
As we're about to leave, I just look back at that keypad. And what was that last? Do I even remember what the last method I just did was? That seemed to get us at least close.
It was all driven by instinct. It became a blur of equations. You could probably replicate it, but you're not sure you would want to. This close to the top. You're not sure what would happen.
No, but I guess I could give her something at least. And I just sort of look at Erica and I just mutter the equation that I did. Just in case you need it, Erica.
Oh. Okay. No, we got you. It's fine, okay?
Use your head for once, Erica. Don't listen to fucking Jacob. You might not have me or him. What are you going to do then? Remember the equation? And then get out with your kid? You have your kid after all!
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
And I try to hold Arlo's hand, where sort of making my way through these bodies towards the stairwell and swishing away flies. And I keep telling him to not look.
It's difficult to keep down anything you still have in your stomachs at this point. You've probably vomited several times since entering. Arlo isn't saying anything. He is just walking, eyes clamped shut, holding his mother's hand so tightly. You all shudder. Even mind-blasted Frank shudders whenever he accidentally nudges one of these limp corpses. Each time you touch one, the buzz from the flies and bluebottles increases because they're being disturbed from their egg-laying. And sometimes, if you brush against something with a little too much force, you feel more than you see. Skin separate, and you don't ever focus on what comes out. You make your way to the stairwell.
And I continue walking, and I try to protect my hand. Is it still bleeding?
It's mostly stopped at this point.
Alright, something at least.
I sort of, in between vomiting, I just start looking around though. Is there anything that could be a weapon? I'm going to need something.
No, definitely not. These bodies are stripped of all their clothing and articles, and the apartments have been emptied. This is just a dumping ground for corpses, and you can see from the ceiling above that there's brown stains that have long congealed above you and are leaking through the ceiling.
Well, I sort of remark aloud, going to need weapons. Going to need weapons, you know. Not going to give John back easily, you know.
We'll have to see. All right, maybe we can reason with them.
And I laugh a little more and say nothing else.
I don't say anything else either. I just mutter to myself, we can't kill them all and never make it. The only way through this is by using our heads.
You make your way to the door that you assume leads to the stairwell.
I gesture to Jacob. After you.
Sure, Frank. And I move in.
This stairwell actually has a staircase, staircase going up and a great void heading down. It looks like there should have been stairs leading up to this floor as well, but that staircase is missing and you can't see where it starts. It's just a big black hole with no railing to separate you and it.
Well, I guess we're going up.
Yeah, that we are. That's where John is.
Sure, that's where John is, yeah.
You climb up the stairs. They're not carpeted this high up. Your shoes clacking against the concrete. The number 29 is in bronze on the door to this floor. It's quite an opulent-looking door, marked with carvings.
As we reach this door, I look to Erica and I look up a little, and does the staircase go any further?
Not from here.
All right, well, one floor to go. This is not so hard, was it?
No. No, thanks to you, we've made it this far. Let's go inside.
Yeah, I know, thanks to me. It's almost as if maybe if you'd listened to me more, you would maybe you'd have more of a hand.
Maybe Frank, but you wanted to leave, remember?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. I can't leave.
Oh, well, I open the door.
You open the door and what you see before you is mostly what you probably expected. You find yourself in an almost stereotypical chamber of sacrifice. The pedestals, like those you saw on the Immaculate Floor several floors down, are being used for bodies, like slabs in an abattoir. Naked cultists and cultists in speedos and sunglasses are eviscerating bodies that lounge there before them. No one is having to be restrained. You can hear various words of failure to the cult, failure to the monarch, feed the monarch, and lots of victims shouting, yes, yes, I will feed the monarch. So far, no one has noticed you.
All right, let's try not disturb them. They seem busy.
You are going to have to cross the floor to get to the next door out. There's plenty of apartments with doors, mind you, but the large door that you assume leads to the staircase or lift to floor 30 is past where a lot of these sacrifices are taking place. And while I describe it as a chamber, it isn't one homogeneous room. These murders are taking place in corridors and apartments with doors wide open. The smell of a rank gas is thick in the air. It's far from the incense and sweet smells that you might expect from a ritual chamber. This is acrid, disgusting, like someone is deliberately cutting open bowels and bladders and letting the insides void to fill the air.
Well, let's move like we've got a purpose, all right? Like we're supposed to be here. All right? Maybe they'll just ignore us.
It's funny because as Jacob says that to me seems natural. So very natural. Of course I have a purpose to be here. I have one very distinctive purpose, and I just nod and go, yeah, of course, Jacob. Let's move like we have a purpose.
I just hold on to Arlo, and now that he's taken the lead again, I just follow behind.
And that's what I do.
I would like each of you to roll reflexes, please. Someone gets cut open right as you pass by the apartment.
17.
3.
The scream sends Erica tripping over her own feet and bumping in to Frank. The trip is bad enough that you collapse to your knees, Erica. Arlo says, "Mummy!" The cultist flips open his sunglasses. It's not the same man from the swimming pool, but they are dressed in a very similar way.
"Look at you, lovely lady."
And he abandons the body on the pedestal and walks towards your group with a purpose.
I hold the gun up. Stop there. Stop, stop.
Stop, stop, stop. Always about stopping and stopping and stopping. Why not start, start, start? He brandishes a knife.
Jacob!
Shoot him, shoot him!
Kill him.
Yes.
I was expecting someone to step in somehow, but they don't, so I shoot.
Let's make a violence roll for that, please.
8.
The gun cracks. The bullet nicks the cultist's shoulder. Blood gushes out. He pauses for a moment to observe his own blood. What are the three of you doing?
I look to Jacob, and I look to Erica, and I say, "Run to the door!" And I kind of give Jacob a bit of a push in the direction of the door as I start running in that direction.
I move towards Eric. I'm not going to leave her again. I try to make sure that she follows as we move out.
Mummy!
And I get pushed along, holding on to Arlo as well.
The other cultists on this floor have responded to the gunfire. You hear one shout, "No guns!" Another says, "Fresh meat, fresh meat!" Then you hear another voice say, failed cultists, feed the monarch." A whole bunch of these swimwear-clad murderers emerge from their apartments as you dash towards the exit. Each of them are brandishing something sharp. Some have axes, some have knives. One even has some kind of ceremonial sword in his hands. They're all smiling at you as you go past. A few take swings, but as you're moving with such intensity to reach the exit, none hit you.
And as I'm sort of running, it seems probably I'm in the lead. I just say behind me to Erica, "Keep shooting, Erica! Just shoot them!"
Yeah, and I shoot the remaining bullets and then throw the gun away.
None of the bullets make contact with anyone. You're not sure if it alarms or stops anybody, but for a brief moment it feels satisfying to let the fire off, as if it might have actually saved you. for a few minutes more. Frank, you reach the door before anybody else.
And I just take a moment mentally to compute that. The gun is gone. Good, that's good, that's good. And I, again, just filled with this desire, I just want Jacob to be at the top of the tower. That's what I want. And I make to open the door.
The door is locked. The cultists converge on you.
I just sort of take a step back and try to barge down the door, giving into the pain, because I don't care. Last fucking floor. I just want to get there with Jacob.
Violence from Frank, please.
20.
Nicely done, Frank. Possessed by the need for revenge, you shove your way through the door. You hear the lock snap. It doesn't even register as pain in your shoulder as you crash into it. You find yourself going through an ornamental door and standing in front of a private lift.
This way! I found the way! Quickly, get in the lift! And I make my way to the lift quickly to get ready to push, I assume, button 30.
There's a 30 and there's a 0.
I laugh at the thought that this might go all the way to the exit. But I wait for the others. I wait.
I throw myself into the elevator all in hand.
Yeah, and I move in as well.
Don't upset him, says one of the cultists. Don't upset the man. And the door's shut.
Oh, God.
All right. Almost there now. Just a little bit more, all right? We can do this.
The monarch, this tower, this sacrificing for someone.
Oh, calm down, Erica. You've got your son. You should be elated. Not everyone gets their son.
Do you think we need to jump out of the windows now?
Oh, maybe. That sounds like a fun idea. Sure.
Yes, that's right. Arlo, and if the killer comes, we have to jump out of the windows, all right?
Okay, you do that, Erica. That sounds good.
Mommy, I don't want to jump out of a window.
Don't worry. Shh, you're safe. It's going to be fine.
Shame about the gun, though, Erica. Ah, that's a shame. That was a good weapon.
Well.
Are you pushing the button?
Yes.
Which one?
30.
The smooth journey to the 30th floor takes very little time. The single door on this elevator opens upward. In front of you are a pair of crystal doors. You are stood in a lobby.
I'm taken by the sight of these crystal doors.
This is the first clean, sweet-smelling floor you have been on. Really. Even that immaculate floor still had a stench about it. This one, it smells like you could be in a hotel anywhere else in the rest of the world. The carpet is plush and soft.
I blink a little, looking down at my... the suit I was wearing that was now covered in viscera and stench from that floor of bodies, and my bandages that are bleeding. It's all so hilarious, I just start laughing, and I go, here we are, then, top floor, time to go find John, right? I'm sure he's just over there, Jake. Let's go and find John for you, yes?
Yeah, yeah.
Step out into the carpet. Oh, it smells nice here, doesn't it, Arlo?
Yes.
It's all right, don't worry. It's good now, we almost found John, and then we can go home.
I just want to go home.
Are you opening the crystal doors?
Yes.
Yeah.
You find the most luxurious, ostentatious suite before you that you've ever seen. A chandelier hangs from the ceiling. A string quartet plays a soft tune, filling the air with beauty. Surrounding the room are art pieces and beautiful humans posed as if sculptures. Some of the art pieces appear to be originals. The walls move like flames and give off a comfortable warmth absent from the rest of this building. The individuals here, some are moving around, some are chatting. They look positively urbane compared to what you've just endured. Their conversations, you're not sure you recognize the language. It seems continuous, like there is no gap between the words they're saying. One of them, a man in a pinstripe suit, stops what he's saying to raise a smoking pipe to his lips, takes a puff, and then continues his contribution. They each seem so relaxed, sat in chairs, standing around, languidly.
Any kids up here at all?
None that you can see, no. Suddenly, the conversation stops. The man in the pinstripe looks at the three of you and the child with you. And what have you come as?
Come as? We're looking for John.
For my son. Yes.
You're looking for a boy?
Yes. We were told that he might be up here and enjoying the view.
You've come all this way to find a child. Lots of children in this place you could have taken. What's so special about this one?
He's my son.
You think you have ownership of him?
No. I don't own him, but I love him and he loves me.
Oh, I wouldn't be so sure about that. I'm sorry. You've come a long way. You've clearly been through a lot. But why are you only interested in the one child? I can see one with you. I hear about the one you're looking for. Where's the third one?
He's at the mall.
Oh dear, 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 dear. That's a terribly gauche place.
I know. It's all right, he can stay there, it's fine. It's fine.
It probably will. It's one of the few parts of this place where machine cities penetrate in to our little town. But here, up is down. The further up you go, the further down you go. Further down into hell. And I suppose in a very real sense that is where you are right now.
So the question is, do you have his boy or not? If he's dead, just tell him.
Oh, we have the boy. But everything here requires sacrifice.
Oh. So, maybe, if someone, you know, a soul for a soul, right?
Don't be so vulgar. This isn't some petty devil worship kind of thing you'd find in a horror movie. No. Sacrifices have to mean something. Adults sacrificing themselves for children means nothing. Adults have lived, children have not. Children are therefore worth more. Children are more impressionable.
Well, what sort of sacrifice do you want?
Well, if you had brought your child from the Novamal, he may have done, but his soul has now been contaminated by machines.
Where is he? Where is John?
Yeah, where is he?
He's on the roof.
Don't you think we've sacrificed enough?
Look.
I don't know. You tell me. You tell me. Have you sacrificed enough? You're all here. You're mostly intact, losing a few fingers, losing a few brain cells, a few memories. But you're still here. You can leave. You can go back to your boring little lives, your boring little jobs, your boring little families.
I can assure you, Mr. Miller will definitely not be doing that. He's really fucking stubborn. I smile underneath my bandages. But you did hear the man, Erica. Why don't you fucking go? With your child. He just said you could.
There's a window right there. Take the fast way down.
We would like to have John first, please.
Yeah.
You would put your own child at risk to save this man's boy?
I think we're all at risk, sir. What we've done now, what we've been through, it's all been a risk. That's what we've been doing all this time, to get them back.
I kind of just grunt a little and go, Erica, you stupid woman. What kind of mother are you? You literally fucking said you could go with your son! Did you hear that, Arlo? Your mum doesn't care about you.
I slap you in the face.
I take it.
You be quiet, Frank. You be quiet. If you're not... Why don't you go yourself? You're not helping.
What do I need to give for John?
Glorious. It's chaos, isn't it? Beautiful, beautiful. You know, we had a bit of a betting pool going up here. What would happen? Didn't expect all three of you to make it, quite honestly. Thought that one would go mad, start blowing the other two of you away. Didn't happen. Thought one of you would drown in the pool or cross one of the cultists down there. Didn't happen. Thought one of you might get pushed down a stairwell or get eaten by one of the inhabitants down there, judged for something that they'd done in a previous life. None of it happened. I, on one hand, respect your resilience. On the other hand, I am severely out of pocket because I betted against you.
Well, too bad for you. Well, you lost some money.
No part of the wager, little person, that says that I can't tip the scales myself. So certainly. If you want your John back, let's make this fun. One of you can't leave this penthouse. Gotta stay here. Forever. With me. That was simple, wasn't it? That's the kind of Faustian bargain you like, isn't it? One of you for the boy.
And I looked at the two of you. I'll do it. I'll stay here for John.
I'm clenching my fists. Why don't we just throw this idiot out the window himself and go and take him?
No, come on.
Erica, are you stupid? Stop listening. Actually, for once in your life, listen to Jacob. This isn't some sort of situation. You're in fucking hell. Haven't you realized that yet?
And you think you're smart? You're standing there with all your bandages and what? You're leaving your son behind? What,
my son's dead! My son is dead!
I don't give a fuck about your son! And I just kick you in the crotch as hard as I can.
And as she was doing that, I was about to go and slap her in the face.
Excellent. Both of you roll violence, please. Let's see who gets the hit.
8.
14.
Well, the kick definitely lands, against your leg, but the strength of that hit is enough to clock Erica across the side of the face. Maybe break a cheekbone.
And I fall down to the floor, and I lie there panting.
Leave my mummy alone! And Arlo runs at Frank.
I kind of try and swipe the boy aside as I just scream at Erica. Stupid woman! It's not even you I want! Don't you see? It's Jacob's fault! You don't fucking care. I'm glad. My son died because of you. My son's dead because of you, Erica, because you don't fucking care. But it's okay, because it's Jacob who made you do it. That's right, Jacob. You fucking killed my son. What do you have to say to that? Oh, let me guess, you're going to say, oh, no, it's not my fault. Oh, I did my best for your son. You did fucking shit for my son, Jacob. Admit it. At least fucking admit it.
I told you to stay.
And it killed my son! Exactly! And now we're all here! If we'd left, my son would be alive, and we could have gone and got some help for your son. But no, we had to keep going! And eventually, when I finally did the only thing to save my son, it was too late, because I still fucking needed you. Piece of shit!
You made your decision, man. Would you have done anything differently in my position?
Yes. 100%.
No.
I would have tried to save your children. At least over mine. I would. You say no, but I start walking towards him. I know me much better now than I did before. Mr. Stripe Man, I have a better deal. We can both stay. I just want him to be here with me.
As enjoyable as this is, and the cultists have been finding this endlessly amusing, a ripple of laughter echoing everything you're saying. I feel frank, isn't it?
Yes.
You're a bit too far gone for us.
What?
I think that you would be a little too, how should we say, a little debased. You could join the, you know, the children out by the front, in the singing circle. Or in one of the rotting lairs, or one of those places. Maybe even work in the abattoir. But I don't think you're for this floor. Jacob's for this floor. He's a much better caliber.
Much better caliber! He's a quivering coward! A fool who leads others to their own fucking deaths because he's too afraid to be by himself!
I think there you have really hit the nail on the head, Frank. So, let's make a deal. Jacob, you're staying?
If you free my son, if you let him leave with Erica and Arlo, then I will stay here. Yes.
Wonderful. That sounds like a plan to me. And Frank will find a place for you, don't worry.
I spit. I say, oh, you need to be shown how to do things, do you? Okay, I charge at Jacob.
I try to defend myself.
Violence versus violence, please.
10.
19.
What does Jacob do in defense? With that higher roll, I think you can dictate what happens.
I just want to punch him in the face with my one arm. And I want to clock him. I want him out. That's all I want. I don't want to kill him. I don't want to hurt him, really. I just want him to not get in the way of this. I need to save my son. So that's what I do. I hit him as hard as I can. I've never really hit anyone, but it feels different this time. It feels like I know what I'm doing. Maybe because of what's at stake.
As your fist drives into Frank's nose, blood sprays out. Frank sees stars immediately. His bell has been rung as he crashes to the floor, stunned, concussed. The pinstripe man snaps his fingers. One of his burbling entourage takes a staircase up to the roof and comes back momentarily with John.
I move up to hug him. John!
No. You're with us now.
Can I at least say goodbye?
Sure.
Can I hug him one last time?
No.
I sigh. John, you'll be alright. Erica will take care of you. Alright? Be brave.
He's staring at you, wide-eyed.
Remember me.
Dad, what's going on? That's enough, I think. Okay, well, Erica, your best bet at this point is to take a jump from the 30th floor with the two children. And we'll keep Jacob and Frank.
Yeah. I rub my nose and I get blood on my hand from the strike. And I push myself off the floor. Come, Arlo. Come, John. We have to go now. And I try to take their hands to start going towards the window.
We don't want to jump out the window.
It's the only way home. It's fine. You're gonna come home. It's the only way. Elevators don't work here. It's just the way.
No, machines are unreliable things.
And I try to take them both and drag them towards the window.
One of the cultists opens a window for you, large enough for you to step through, and bows graciously to the three of you.
I sniffle a bit and look back at Jacob. Thanks, Jacob.
Don't mention it, I say with tears in my eyes.
Does Erica push the children out first? Take them by the hand, or expect them to follow?
I take them by the hand, and I close my eyes and I jump.
Frank, is there any final action you wish to take, or words you wish to speak?
I suppose it's funny. As I sort of stagger up from that floor, I just start laughing. I say to the man in the striped suit, don't you find it funny that the sinner gets forgiven and everything, and the innocent... Of course, I'm the innocent. I suffer in hell. Okay, Jacob, we'll suffer in hell. But you really should kill me now, because one day I'll eat your heart. I promise. Murderer!
I just look at you. We'll have enough time to suffer here, I'm sure, both of us.
And Frank is dragged, whether he's resisting or not, by various cultists, back to the private elevator, and taken downstairs, planted in one of the floors or outside to live with the other residents of Larkhead. Jacob is preserved on that top floor. Anything final you want to say or do, Jacob?
I just look out the window, overlooking Larkhead. And I think of John. At least I did that right. At least I did that right.
And as for Erica and Arlo and John, they get no epilogue. Because what happens to them after they jump off the 30th floor of an apartment complex, I will leave to the listener's imagination.
You have listened to an episode of Red Moon Roleplaying, where we played the adventure The Summit for Cult Divinity Lost, from Taroticum and Other Tales. The Summit is the product of the twisted mind of our dear Matthew Dawkins, and you will find it released for free today by our friends at Helmgast. Check it out over at the official cult webpage and their social channels, and do check out Matthew Dawkins' Patreon and his webpage over at matthewdawkins.com to support his brand of darkness. The music is from the official Cult Divinity Lost soundtrack, featuring Mechanoreceptor, Atrium Carceri, Howler, Warfield, Precision Field, Zvaga, Occult Cow Demise, Pandora's Black Book, Tantric Ape, Mind Divided, Michael Eidhall, and Second Escape. The album was used with permission from Helmgast. We would like to give massive thanks to our champions of the Red Moon, Martin Hoyshobert and David, for their generous support. And we would of course also like to thank all of our other patrons. Without your support, the show would not be possible. If you want early access to our content and to hear raw versions of our recordings right after we have done them, or join a campaign of Cult Divinity Lost as a player, please check out our new higher level tiers on Patreon. It's a great way to get more Red Moon roleplaying in your life, and to help us keep the show going. Thank you again for listening, and remember, death is only the beginning.